Okay, good evening. Sorry for the delay. This is Michael Lubick, the chair of the PNB National Finance Committee. This is the NFC meeting for Tuesday, December 20th, 2016. The Secretary Alpert Martin will call the roll.
Okay, please answer up when you hear your name. Ken Aaron?
Here.
Maud Anderson?
Here.
Okay. Ken Aaron?
Here.
Okay, gotcha. Ahmad Anderson?
Here.
Nick Arena? Wait a minute.
Nick said he'd be late on the call. Asked
okay,
to be late.
And... Okay. Adriana Kasanov?
Present.
Nick Economidis?
Here.
R. Paul Martin here. Tony Norman?
Present.
Michael Novick?
Present.
Serene Roberts? Okay, that is seven, which is a quorum.
Did I hear anything when you said Serene?
I didn't hear. Serene Roberts?
I am present.
Ah, there. Okay, so that's, what, eight?
Okay, so there was a proposed...
Michael? Oh, I think Michael just fell off the call. He'll come back on in a couple of seconds.
You can't hear me?
Michael?
Oh, Jesus. All right, I'm hanging up and then I'm calling back.
No, Michael, can you hear us?
Michael!
Yes, I hear you perfectly well.
We can hear you too.
You can hear me?
Yeah.
Now, yes.
Okay, I don't know why you couldn't hear me. I could hear you the whole time.
Oh.
All right, I was trying to read the proposed agenda. Call to order, roll call, agenda approval for 10 minutes, minutes approval for 5 minutes, 15 minutes on the bequest issue from the last PNB meeting. Item 6 is the KPFT fiscal year 2017 budget proposal. I believe Markeisha will be on the call, maybe Duane and Markeisha. Presentation for 10 minutes, Q&A for 15 minutes, discussion and action items, which would be hopefully voting to recommend the budget to the PNB for 20 minutes. Item 7 is the National Office budget proposal, and that might not be happening because I think they're waiting for us to resolve some of the questions about the central service payments and the credit for the SCA. But if we have that, that would be 5 minutes for presentation, 10 minutes for Q&A, and 15 minutes for discussion on action items, followed by the WPFW 2017 budget proposal. And that's 10 minutes for the presentation, 15 for Q&A, and discussion on action items for 20 minutes. That would take us to 11 p.m. Eastern adjournment. We have a
point
meeting
of information.
Tomorrow. Yeah, go ahead. What's your question?
I don't have did you send us that agenda before?
Yes, I sent it yesterday, December 19th.
Okay.
This is Ken Aaron.
I think I forwarded it to you, Ken.
All right. I just want to add something to the agenda.
But, who's moving
okay.
to approve the
well,
agenda?
Well, first you have to move the agenda. Yeah.
Who? Pardon me?
Standard procedure that we move to adopt the agenda, then we take changes. I don't know why it goes that way, but that's how it
that's,
is.
So that's
then we have
backwards.
To move the agenda.
Isn't that backwards?
You would think so, but that's what the procedure has been. I'm just following it. So the first thing is somebody has to move the agenda, and then we can... Roberts moved it. It doesn't need a second in committee. Now it's up for discussion, so if you have an amendment...
Ken. Okay. All right, so I have an amendment.
Okay.
Which I don't... Well, I can send to somebody, but I don't have everybody's address. So can I read it very briefly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
No new business is the title, whereas it is beneficial to avoid end-of-term motions put up without adequate notice or time for members to evaluate and consider, and whereas any motions that have merit and are worthy of support can certainly stand until the first meeting of the newly seated National Finance Committee. Therefore, be it resolved that the National Finance Committee shall not consider or vote on any new business which has not already been initiated in the NFC meetings held prior to today, 20th of September 2016, until the seating of the newly seated PNB members in 2017 on the committee. The only exception to this rule being this motion and any motions pertaining to approval of recommendations on business unit budgets.
Okay. Mr. Chair?
I don't have to work, but I'm trying just to motivate.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to avoid somebody waiting until midnight or 11, you know, 10 minutes to 11 and coming up with a motion to push it through to, you know, to buy a stable for a WPFW or an airplane for PFA.
Please ask for permission to speak. So I think I heard our Paul Martin.
Yeah. First, Ken, I sent you invitations to do different email addresses so that you can join the mailing list right away. And
thank you.
And if you could please send us this in writing right away.
To who?
If you
join the list and send it to the list. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, I have to join the list.
Send it to the list right away. That way we can have it, and there won't be any questions, and we won't have to spend a lot of time with me trying to write it down while you talk.
That's all I've got. I don't see your invitation yet. There's no email I can send it to?
Yeah, rpm at
plie.com.
Okay, remember on the stream. Okay.
Yeah, mine's all over the world.
All right. Okay. I heard Serene.
Yeah, that was going to be my suggestion. Just send it to the secretary.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't get the email address because three people were talking.
RPM.
RPN.
Romeo.
M.
Got it, RPM.
Yeah.
Got
RPM,
it.
RPM,
okay.
Like Martin.
Yep, I got
RPM
it.
R. Paul Martin.
GLIB.com.
Yes, I have your address already. Thank you.
Okay, send it to me.
There it goes.
A point of information, Michael.
Yes, go ahead, Adriana.
I cannot find your agenda. Can you tell me yesterday at what time did you send it?
I don't know. It just tells you one day ago. So sometime around this time yesterday, I sent it to the National Finance Committee. I'll just forward it to you.
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
Discussion on the motion, or are we waiting till we get it?
Yeah. Go ahead, okay. Serene. Discussion on the motion.
I believe that motion is out of order.
Okay, so are you making a point of order about it? And could you explain why you think it's out of order?
I think it's unreasonable to restrict the committee from doing business. The fact is that during any discussion, an issue might come up that requires a motion. What's the point of having a discussion if no one can offer a resolution or a change of some kind or a process? I mean, that defeats the purpose of having a discussion if everything must be scripted.
Hey, Dana.
Okay, go ahead, Dana.
Yeah, it's totally contrary to our bylaws. The bylaws are very clear. Let the committees keep working till the new members are elected to replace them. And we have been all this year proof of that.
Nancy Sorden just joined the call.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. What I prefer is, before we start discussing, I prefer to see the motion, but, you know, it's very clear that nobody can prevent the PNB for keep acting. We will sit during 3 months and wait, or 2 months to wait the new people are sitting. That is ridiculous, but that is, the bylaws are clear on this. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I just want to argue in favor of it if there anybody else speaks first.
Well, you did motivate it already. Is there anybody else want to speak in favor of it, or I can't figure out if I really need to rule it out of order? Or, I mean,
are you? Did you take a position on the request to call it out of order?
Not yet. This is an odd committee because the membership shifts partially in stages. So we already have all the new treasurers. We don't have the new board members.
Go ahead. I will speak. This is Ken. I would speak to the...
All right. I heard a point of order.
If you would just sign the motion that member, that he must seek the floor and wait to get it before speaking, please.
Yeah, so ask for the floor, then get recognition.
Yes, this is Ken. Can I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, I don't want to write another motion, but I don't think people should be entitled to have more than... All right, let's give it a limit. 2 points of order on the table. But right now, we have a lot of... Could I put that before? Could I have some respect?
You have the floor, but there's no limits on points of order because whenever there's a point of order,
oh, okay.
It's raised.
All right. Well, thank
you. Go ahead. Just make your point regarding the motion.
An argument of the point of order is this. We just went through a very long agenda. We have a lot of business to do, a lot of budgets to approve, and other business to handle. And it's been the experience, not only in this body, because I've listened to meetings, but in any legislative body, in any country or organization, profit or nonprofit, that people try to abuse Robert's rules to push through pork barrel or favorable things that they think have to be done on an emergency basis. This is where we're in the second half of December. In early January, we're going to have a new finance committee. Nothing has to be done now other than approving the budgets, and it's going to keep everybody up late if somebody tries to push something.
All right. So we're discussing putting this on the agenda, not the motion itself. So did somebody just get on the call?
Markeisha. Hey,
okay, I'm sorry. We're still dealing with some housekeeping business. I'm sorry, but
okay, I'll come back
a few minutes and call back. Thank you.
All right, thanks. All right, bye.
All right, so I'm just going to say we're going to vote on this question of adding it to the agenda, and then we'll have a quick discussion of it when it comes up on the agenda. Where did you want to put it on the agenda?
I appeal the ruling of the chair.
This is Ken. Can I have the recognize you asking me a question? Chair?
Yes, I'm asking where you want it on the agenda, and then we'll deal with it.
Just right at the top so somebody doesn't try to squeeze the motion in between.
All right, fine. So we'll put it as item 4B after minutes approval.
Information.
Okay, yes. Well, I thought, the question first, and then you want to appeal the ruling. Go ahead.
So you are ruling that it is in order to forbid motions at a committee level.
Point of information, Mr. Chair, I don't have the motion.
Is our Paul on the call?
Yeah, I'm on the call. Let me see. Okay, and here I have it right at this moment. And I'm copying it, so hold on a second while I format this and get it into minutes.
I'm actually going to rule that it's out of order because it's so dilatory. We're wasting time that we could be spending on the budget. We just had Markeisha get on the call. So that is my current ruling. My ruling is that it's out of order, and we're not going to consider it in relation to the agenda tonight.
And your reason is because?
My reason is that the committee continues until the entire membership is changed when the PNB seats new PNB members on the committee. And so it can deal with any business that is committee business.
Well, okay. I'll have to appeal that.
All right. In that case, vote on the appeal. We're not going to discuss the appeal.
Well, of course, we get to discuss the appeal.
The argument was made that we should not be discussing extraneous business, and we're wasting so much time talking about this that we're not going to get to our business.
You're going to waste a lot more time if you try to do this out of the bounds of Robert's Rules of Order.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead. What's your point of order?
Call the Secretary to order.
The Secretary is in order.
Okay, excuse me. Okay. All right. Okay, you've appealed the ruling of the chair. I'll take one argument in favor and one argument opposed to the ruling of the chair that the motion is not in order.
No. The chair gets to go first. Anybody else gets to go once after that, and the chair gets to go
point
final.
Of order,
that's
Mr.
How wrong.
Okay, fine. I'll do it that way. So the chair is ruling that we're wasting a lot of time in this motion, which is not a proper motion anyway, because this is a continuing committee of the PNB, and it will continue until its membership is replaced when the PNB seats new members from the various delegations from the stations on the PNB. And so that's the ruling of the chair, and I'll take an argument against that.
R. Paul for Stan?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay. There should never be a ruling that something is out of order because you want to rush to get to something else. We're setting up the agenda, and an amendment has been made, proposed to the agenda, and it should be dealt with on its merits, not on, you know, you want to rush to get things done. So the idea that the committee continues is irrelevant. There's nothing in the motion about the committee not continuing. The motion, as I'm looking at it here, says won't consider a vote on any new business which has not already been initiated. That does not affect the committee's existence. It simply says the committee won't have any further motions, any new motions tonight. So I would think that this would be in order. And instead of ruling it out of order, the committee gets to vote on it and decide if it wants to. If a majority of the committee decides it wants to pass this motion, it can pass this motion. This motion is very obviously in order, and so I think the chair is ruling incorrectly on this.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Another one?
What is your point of order, Adriana?
I want to know, do we have any limits in the time for the members to speak or not?
There was a limit of time of 10 minutes for the agenda approval, which I'm sure we're pressing up against.
That is just right now, 7:59, I mean, just exactly right now, the 10 minutes from approval from agenda.
Okay, so in general, the limits are 90 seconds per person speaking, and if we approve the agenda, we'll have limits on the items. So I'm going to ask for the Arpaman to call on upholding the ruling.
Point of order or information.
What's your question, Serena?
Okay, so my understanding is after the chair speaks, others may speak, and then the chair speaks last. So I would like an opportunity to speak.
Okay, go ahead.
Would this be the appropriate time? Okay, thank you. It is contrary to the purpose of a committee, which is to discuss matters in detail, to, in effect, limit a member's participation to suggestions or statements, but restrict them from making motions. It's the opposite of what we should be doing in committee. You unpack the stuff, you come up with possible solutions, and you make a record of those solutions to pass on to the parent body, if you will, in the form of a motion. So, in essence, saying you can't bring a motion, which is what this is, you can't bring a motion, defeats the purpose of having a committee meeting.
Ken, can I be recognized?
Point of inquiry, Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Ken, you spoke already. To motivate, you spoke in favor of it. I want to vote on the ruling of the chair, and then we'll vote on the agenda or
point
on the motion.
Point of inquiry, Mr. Chair.
What is your question?
Can we have the motion in writing?
Okay.
Is someone just joining the call?
I will forward this to the committee here. So let me forward it and let's see.
Did I hear Marquise getting on again?
It is forwarded to the committee mailing list right now.
Okay, Marquise here. Is it okay to be on now?
It's fine to be on. We had a problem. We couldn't get on the stream for almost 15 minutes because there was a problem that Otis had left something else on the stream accidentally. You had to go back and take it off so we could. So the whole meeting was delayed a little bit. I apologize. We're just voting on our agenda. We're voting on our agenda, and then if we approve that, I believe you're the first item on the agenda, so you might as well stay on.
Okay.
Hello.
Who's that?
This is Dwayne Bradley on.
Okay, if you heard the explanation that the meeting had to start late because Otis left something on the stream accidentally and had to come back and take it off, so everything was postponed a little bit. We'll wrap up our agenda approval in a minute or two, and then the first item on the agenda, I believe, was your budget. So,
thank you.
A minute. So, Art Paul, can you call the roll on upholding the ruling of the chair, please?
Okay. We will see now how the new...
Just call the roll.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. And we're going to see how this works because I just had to add a whole bunch of names. So hold on a minute. Jeez. All right. The vote is on the appeal of the chair's ruling that the motion proposed by the member is out of order. A yes vote upholds the ruling of the chair. A no vote opposes the ruling of the chair. Ken Aaron.
No.
Ahmad Anderson.
No.
Nick Arena. Adriana Kasanov.
Yes.
Nick Economidis.
No.
R. Paul Martin. No. Tony Norman.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Serene Roberts.
Yes.
Okay, is there anyone I missed? The vote is 4-4, 4 against, 0 abstentions. By Robert's Rules of Order, the chair is upheld.
Okay, so then we have to move immediately to approval of the budget as originally drafted. There's no more time for discussion of the agenda as previously drafted.
Wait, we didn't vote on the agenda yet.
I'm saying the agenda. We need to vote on the agenda. The time available for it in the proposed agenda has expired.
Well, no. Yeah, but that would require that we approve the agenda before that goes into effect.
My gosh.
Anyway.
Are there any objections to the agenda as presented, the draft agenda?
Adriana?
Yes.
This is Ken. I'm sorry, for a point of information, I was cut off for a second. Doesn't it require a majority to approve a ruling?
Oh, my God.
Mr. Chair, if I may?
Yes, you're appealing a ruling. If you don't get a majority appealing the ruling, then the motion to appeal the ruling fails. So the ruling stands.
I see. I got it. The appeal failed. I got it.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Adriana?
I will ask that we invert the order and we have the KPFT people here. Can we go to KPFT before?
Yes, we have KPFT first on the agenda.
No, in the agenda that I receive, I'm sorry. I have point number 5 that is the request issue from last PNB meeting.
Okay, yes, all right, let's do that. Sorry.
Okay, this is an amendment.
The amendment to reverse, what is it, 5 and 6? I'm sorry, I thought I got the other one.
Okay, we're putting what where now?
We're putting the KPFT budget before the other item about the PNB bequest discussion.
Okay, so we're putting the KPFT budget proposal before bequest issue.
Is there any objection to that?
Yeah, this is Serene, please.
On the question of putting KPFT first?
This is Serene, please.
Yes, on the question of putting KPFT first, that's what's under consideration right now.
I'm aware. I'm keeping track of
everything else. Go ahead.
To deal with KPFT immediately after agenda approval and get back to everything else, minutes, et cetera, after they're done. They're on the call. Just let them do their thing on the call.
All right.
Mr. Chair,
okay.
Is that an amendment to the amendment?
I guess it's a substitute. All right, is there any objection to putting KPFT as the next item on our agenda?
Hold. Give us a second here. Give us a second so, you know, so we don't want people complaining they don't like the minutes. So the amendment is to make KPFT FY2017 budget proposal and put it immediately after agenda approval. Is that it?
Yes. Is there any objection to that? Hearing none, is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Hearing none, the next item up is the...
I'm sorry, KPFT. I'm sorry, I don't have an objection, but I do have a question. The motion, suppression motion, has how much time?
No, there's no time. The chair was upheld. It's not on the agenda.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so hearing no objection to the agenda as amended, the next item up is the KPFT budget, and probably you have 10 minutes for the presentation of that. Why don't you go ahead, Duane or Markeisha?
Okay, I'm just going to start, and then I'm going to turn it over to Markeisha and also to our new treasurer, Nick. And I wanted to basically let them do most of the introduction on this. I'm actually home fighting off a flu bug right now, and I'm feeling somewhat impaired in this this whole process of trying to keep up with things. But I would like to speak to a couple of issues related to the version of the budget that I believe there are sitting in front of you. I will let others discuss this in terms of the personnel lines in this budget, which are reflective of changes made by the local finance committee here in Houston that both the business manager and I disagreed with, and it was passed by the now different local station board finance committee with a different treasurer and a completely different makeup, and I think a different focus, because I honestly don't believe that a fully functional station can work if a board is erasing the program director's job from the employee lineup. And not to belabor that point, but, you know, the local board has 13 specific duties enumerated in the bylaws. Four of them, I believe, touch on reviewing and selecting managers and program directors. The GM and the PD are the only two jobs that are actually, you know, spelled out in detail. And for a board to send up to the National Finance Committee a budget that actually presumes to support a fully powered FM radio outlet in the fourth largest city in the country and doesn't even have a program director in that staffing scenario is, I think, a big issue. One that whatever the outcome of this committee and what the CNB does henceforth, I know that the local station board and the local finance committee will be revising it should it not be revised right here, as I know you have the authority to do. So I don't want to belabor that point, but I'll Markeisha is great with the numbers, has been on the staff at KPFT for just about a year less than I, so she's been on staff, I think, since about November of 2002, and is well able to speak to all of the ins and outs of everything that's involved in everything here. So I'd like to turn it over to her. And Nick, though he is new as of just a week ago as treasurer of the board, has a good working knowledge of finance, and I'm happy to introduce him to those of you who don't already know him. And I was pleasantly surprised to hear the name Ahmed Anderson on the roll here. It's nice to hear you back. So that's just a personal aside. Thanks a lot. Okay. Mark.
Yeah, well, thank you, Jane, and I hope you feel better.
Thank you. I'm going to be listening, but I'm going to try and not talk a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. Markeisha, did you want
to? So, are there any specific questions, or how do you want me to? How do you want me to handle this?
I know we put in the actuals. You put in the actuals for October, November. Is December still a projection? And then I wasn't clear. You have on the one we got, it still says projection for June through September 2016. Are those actuals now?
I would have to speak with Efren about that. I'm thinking that's a no. So I don't think those are final yet. For 2016, that is. But I don't see that they'll change. I don't think that they'll change significantly, if that's the question.
Well, so, okay, I mean, based on that, the projection for listener support, for example, for 2016 was 795,000, and you're projecting 940,000 for 2017. Did September and October, let's see how they compare. In other words,
where do you see 940,000?
Cell AU. Column AU, the last column, it's the projected total for 2017 listening support.
Okay. I don't see that. Okay. So what was the question?
October of last year, the actuals were 127,000 in listening support, and for this year, only 96,000. Well, I guess it did better in November, though. Just to kind of explain, take us through the main assumptions of the budget.
You must not be looking at the version that was sent today, because in October of this year, we brought in 142,000. That's the actual number.
Okay, the last one I got that I forwarded that you sent me says a KPFT approved FY 2017 budget version 3 with LSB changes. I got that from you and I forwarded it to the committee, as far as I know. Let me take a look at my email again.
Point of information, did you say version 3?
Yes.
I'm not sure why, but I'm looking at version 4.
Yeah, version 4 has the actuals and the updated central service.
Point of information?
Go ahead.
Michael, I think that they have, in what I see, is version 4, and then, let's see, because this is with a few minutes between 4 and 4.1. And 4.1 motion, I think that, let's see, 4.1 motion is the last one, and I think that says actuals, in October say actual, and the big change is that the projected was $96,000 in listeners, line 5,000, and now there is
$142,915.
That's the one that we are asking.
You have it, or? Yeah, go ahead. Okay. All right. So, yeah.
So I'm sorry, everybody. I forwarded the correct one. I opened the wrong one here on my computer. Is that what people are saying? Everybody else got the right one. So,
okay. No problem. Okay. So the actuals for the month of October were $142,009, which is $50,000 more than we budgeted because we did the fund. We started our fund drive earlier than we had hoped to. Okay,
so this one shows $986,000 for the total for the year. Gotcha. Okay, you have that right.
Okay, all right. And this one also has the updated central service amount of the with the reduction of just about $600, I think, for KPFT.
Right.
Okay, all right. So I like Dwayne mentioned, there are two versions, I guess. There's one that includes a program director, which is the version 4 with the LSB changes, and then there's the 4.1. Well, this version does not have the program director, and then there's the 4.1 that does have a program director. So which one should I address is the question.
Point of order.
Which the DLM?
Point of information.
All right. What's the question, Adriana?
I think that we have one version that was approved by the LSB, not only the National Finance Committee, by the LSB too. I believe that in order is only to revise only the actuals. I believe that was the only budget that was approved by the LSB and the National Finance Committee.
Okay. Okay.
So let's start with the version 4.
Okay. Dwayne, do you want to address that? Or do you just want me to move forward with the budget?
Address what part of it? The discrepancy?
Then we're just going to go with the version 4, for the LSB version.
Well, yeah, I think my predicate statement was basically that this other version that the LSB did approve and pass on to you, I would argue against you're passing it as submitted for several reasons. The largest one, of course, what I said earlier about there not even being a program director in that budget. So the other version does have that in there, but that's fine. We can work around it, and the intention in Houston is that this budget will be adjusted here locally as soon as possible, unless it's in my opinion, corrected here by y'all.
Point of information?
Go ahead, Adriana, but I think we're almost at time for the presentation part, and then we can move to questions.
I know, but they keep confusing the versions. I can see here version 4.1. I didn't send it. They sent it to us. 4.1 is the one that the PMB, the LSB passed, is 4.1. That is what I have here. I'm comparing the numbers with what I have. Is that with a little bit of revisions, but it's 4.1.
Okay. Well, I'll say this. All of the revenue and all of that is the same. The only difference between the two is the position of there's salary changes to accommodate the program director and whatnot. But going forward with version 4, the actuals are there. For the month of October, we did bring in $151,000 in revenue, which was, I believe, higher than we predicted initially. And again, that I attribute that to starting our fund drive at the end of September and finishing before the end of October. We'll have and have seen a decrease in our budgeted amounts originally for salaries related, because we now, well, it won't be really, we of course now we don't have a program director and have not been paying one, but going forward for the month of December, not only do we not have the program director, but we don't have the development director either, so we're saving money there.
Comparing the two, version 4 has gross salaries total of $326,000, is that correct? And version 4.1 has a...
Yes, 320, uh-huh. And version 4.1 has
personnel? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Not showing
5.1.
Different. I'm looking at a different piece, part of the thing. Let me scroll up here for a second.
Point of personal privilege. Could, when you're referring to a line on the Excel document, can you give the line number, like line 54 in a certain tab or something? And because you're jumping all over. Just giving the line number really be helpful.
I'm trying to check which is which. So looking at line 28, personnel costs.
So on, you were right, that number was 326 on version 4.
And 4.1, it's 519? No, what is it?
Yeah, it's 519. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 4.1 has substantially higher personnel costs.
Right.
And how is that accommodated for?
That included, let me see, that included us having, oh wait, wrong one. That includes a full-time program director, as well as benefits. That included Yeah, that included an increase in benefits. That still includes a development director with full benefits as well. That's still all included in that budget.
Okay, my question is there additional income, or how is it balanced with that much of additional
income? Yeah, that's a slight increase in the income, yes.
Okay, so we are into the question period. I'll take a stack on questions.
Right, that's mine, yeah.
Anybody?
Deanna?
Are we in questions now or what?
Yes, I'm saying yes. We're into the question period. I was asking.
Now we're starting.
I would take us back on questions.
Adriana?
Okay, Adriana, go ahead.
First of all, we need to start jumping one version to another. Okay? We are talking about 4 or 4.1, because 4.1 is the one that with the change from the actual in October is the one approved for the local finance committee and for the local station board. Okay? We are already more than $60,000. We are owing, we didn't pay central service. KPFT doesn't pay central service since the month of, I think that is June. It's very clear the PM, the LSB vote for now not to replace the program director till we really have a balanced budget. And the only difference here, we are almost at the same amount. The only difference that I see is the actual October, that according for what I hear, is that we start the early the fund drive.
Yeah.
Marticia, can you tell me how much money was from listener support in November?
Few minutes for that.
Because I'm starting early and adding $40,000 that month, and we cannot even pay central service. I don't understand how can we go there and spend, start hiring people again.
The question is about how much was raised in November?
Yes.
Okay, hold on.
We did, this is Duane, we did send a full allotment of both central service percentages in this past month. So, yes, we did go in arrears for about 5 months. And last month, only to the P&O segment, but the PRA percentage has been paid every single month. I know that's a vastly smaller number, but we are approximately, and Markeisha can correct me, about 60,000 in arrears to P&O, but we did pay this past month.
I have the numbers from Efren, and he showed that was paid. Let me see. November 15, we are paid $11,888 for May, but then we owe June, July, August, September, October, November, and December. According to the numbers that Efren sent, that amount to $83,000.
Okay.
I mean, I received it just today from Efren, okay? $83,000 that we owe, KPFTO in central services.
July, August, September, October, November. It should only be 59. I'll double check with Efren though. It should only be 59,000.
Okay.
It should only.
He sent the update December 19, 2016, and the amount is $83,188.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to Efren since apparently he's sending you that he's not sending Markeisha.
Okay. Markeisha, do I have the numbers from listener from November?
I'm looking it up now. Give me a second.
Yes. Thank you.
Are there other questions? Or other people want to get in the stack for questions?
And I have other questions too about.
This is Ken. I'll go on the stack for one question.
Okay, I have you on the stack. Let's see if Markeisha has an answer for that first one about November's listener support or income.
Our poll for stack two.
All right. So for November, we have. $29,644.
It means that we gained in October $40,000 and we lost $50,000 in November because we have projected November like $79,926. And you say 29, it means that we, between the 2 months, we are $10,000 under, right?
Yes.
Okay. It means that the projections here should be at least $40,000 less that is projected.
Okay. I heard Ken Aaron and then Arpo Martin with questions. We have about 10 minutes, I think, for questions. I don't have the agenda in front of me anymore. I have so many other things open on my screen.
Okay. Next question.
Ken Aaron? Ken, are you still on the call? Maybe not. R. Paul Martin, you have a question?
Yeah, okay. All right, so we've established that it's version 4 we're dealing with, and it appears that your...
4.1.
All right, I have KPFT prelim FY 2017 budget version 4 with LSB changes.xls. Was there an even later one sent in?
Yeah. It's 4.1.
He sent in the same email, 4 and 4.1. They're both in the same email that I forwarded from our teacher.
Okay, okay. All right, so, yeah, we are looking at different ones. This is an interesting way to do it. All right, let me scroll down to the same area I had been in. All right, so the projection is that at the end of FY17, KPFT will be about $82,000 in the black. Is that it? That's
no.
Cell AV44 on the first.
That's what it says.
We just established that November had $50,000 less.
Right.
It means that is reduced by $50,000.
So that means it's looking
October.
More like $32,000.
But October was
exactly.
Almost an equal amount over.
October was what?
Almost an equal amount over.
Okay, so.
Only 40.
Okay, please wait to be called on.
So the $82,000 number in cell AV44 is the, before we started this conversation, that was the projection, going to be in the black for that. And and for 2016, it was 194 in the red. So we're looking at, you know, close on to $300,000 difference here, like a $280,000 difference, something like that. Am I reading this right? You're looking at something like, what is it, around $280,000 better than in FY16 for FY17?
Yeah. Yes. That's how it's, you're reading it correctly.
OK. Okay. Thank you for now.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, we are 2 minutes over the time, or we have time.
You're saying we have the questions on the agenda? I was trying to find my copy of the agenda, and
yes.
I couldn't. All right, so that means we have about 20 minutes for discussion. Is that right? And possible action.
We already went through. Oh, gosh.
No, but it's
through the 15-minute questions. Yes, we went through the
2 minutes
and the 15-minute
questions. And then 20 minutes discussion and an action motion. So we're into that portion of the agenda.
Tony, for the stack, are we on discussion?
Yes, we are. Go ahead, Tony.
My only concern is I think that having a program director or not, I think it wouldn't hurt. I think that's a management decision that the general managers, or we should give great weight to the general managers or the executive directors on that issue. And then the budget is just a projected planning tool. And I don't see the harm, and I don't see why. I would agree with the recommendation from the general manager from Houston. Why wouldn't you want to put, at least as a planning tool, to at least have a budget for the program director? I mean, you can always choose not to use it, but I think it would be wise to put it in the budget. Plus, I think I would give great weight to management on those type of issues, particularly on the top position of general manager or program director. So I think we would get a strong, I would give great weight to the general manager and executive director on that issue. But I would strongly say I don't see the problem in using the budget as a planning tool and including it in the budget. And if you choose not to, or the general manager next year or the board next year choose not to have it, you can always have it there. So I would vote. I would vote for the budget that has the program director position in it and would be against any budget that didn't have it. Thank you.
Ahmad Anderson, yeah. To recognize.
Yes, go ahead, Ahmad.
Yeah, I totally agree with Tony, and it makes no sense from a fiscal planning perspective to not have that included, for it is one of the pivotal positions of the station. And so to move forward without that being included, because as was stated, we can always go back and it can always revise, but I would lead towards the recommendation that general manager should have that included.
Adriana?
Adriana, go ahead.
Well, it's very clear that these numbers, the way that we can see these numbers, they were at $40,000 to the month of October, but we lost $50,000 in the month of November. The $40,000 were at the here, and then that's why it's 82. If this $82,000 we take from there, and this budget, the one that have an $82,000 surplus, if you want, that exact budget is the one that doesn't consider a program director. If we take from there, we'll already establish that we lost in November, it means that reduced to $32,000. And you can see that if you add to that, $45,000 program director amount, you see that we will be already in a fantasy budget again, like happened through all the network. We don't have the money, but we spend it. We will be in the red without even talking about depreciation, because this budget is, without taking under consideration depreciation, these budgets have only, according to what we received, $10,000 difference. It means we'll be in the red in $35,000. Is this the way that we want to go through the network? Because then we complain that we are in the red, that we allowed money to be paid or people to be hired when we don't have the money to pay. I think that is true. It's absolutely necessary, a program director. I agree with everybody. The only thing that we said we don't really count the money before we have it. If we see that this will happen, that really the increase in the money is producing, and you can see that it's not, because it's even less than what happened last year, we don't want again go to almost $200,000 deficit. We don't have the money. The foundation doesn't have the money, and KPFT neither. And we are talking about almost $83,000 that are not being paid in central services. What, we want to hire somebody else? Who will pay? I hope that the people...